Are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm your host, Willa Kammerer, and this is a space for bold conversations on building your high-caliber personal brand, scaling your online business, and leading with purpose. Here we dive into the strategies, systems, and stories behind today's most magnetic entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creators, alongside world-class experts in sales and marketing, performance, mindset, and leadership. Together, we'll dive deep into what it takes to build a premium personal brand that not only stands out, but is good business. From camera confidence to software systems and brand authority to life alignment, each episode is designed to spark clarity and fuel your next level. As a single mompreneur and movement maker, my mission is to help you not just build a brand and business, but to craft a life and legacy on fire. I asked you before and I'll ask you again, are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? If so, tune in and let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm Willa Kammerer. Today we are talking about why your vision isn't working and how to turn clarity into momentum. And there is no better person to have this conversation than Nico Aropkoulos, the founder of Vision Espresso. And I'm just so happy to welcome you and have you on our show today. Thank you so much for being here, Nico.
Yeah, so fun to be here.
So, you know, I think as entrepreneurs and leaders and visionaries, you know, people spend so much time, you know, coming up with these perfect, you know, strategies, plans, putting together vision boards and kind of sketching out this, you know, perfect plan and dream life and everything. But then
when it comes to actually having
that come into reality, it falls short. And that is, you know, part of the journey, I think, from what I know, that led you to, you know, inspired the work that you do at Vision Espresso. So I would love to hear, you know, a little bit more about your backstory and how you got into doing what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Again, thanks for having me. And, you know, where all this really came from was my baseball career. My senior year of high school, we were highly touted to win the state title. And I put so much pressure on myself that I developed something called the yips. And so basically that is, you can't do things that are just absolutely normal and something I did the majority of my life, which was throwing the ball right across the diamond. And that was really painful for me because that just wasn't me, right? And I knew it had nothing to do with my physical nature. It was a mental thing. And so I really went to work to figure out how do I use my mind in a powerful way? Because I saw it was powerful in a negative way. How do I use that to in a more positive way to get to where I want to go? And so from there, I really dove into the work. So like The Secret, my mom gave me a copy of that book when I was 18 and started visualizing, seeing things in my mind, feeling them in my body before they happen. And like when it really dawned on me was when I was in college playing, I saw myself hitting a home run off the 7 of the scoreboard. And then I stepped to the plate, just felt it in my body. And then boom, slow motion, it just happened. And I was like, wow, this mindset stuff is real, and nobody could tell me anything differently because of the fact that I experienced it. So that was really like the inception to it all. And then I knew I also at that sense is like, I wanted to like really turn this into something because I was inconsistent in that practice of visualizing. So I was like, if I could put something together that helped people, firstly myself, stay more consistent with that practice, then I could create more of the things that I just created on the baseball field.
So true. I think that we so often, you know, create the things that we need for ourselves first and then, you know, build around that. So what is Vision Espresso? And, you know, talk to us about, what it is and how it helps people kind of create structure for people to have that same kind of experience that you experience yourself.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of the concept. I don't know if I coined it, but woo and do. Right. So it's like there is an aspect of, especially as entrepreneurs, we work with a lot of entrepreneurs, mostly entrepreneurs. And I used to be an advertiser. Right. So that was my whole world, just numbers, marketing strategy, all that kind of stuff. And I got burned out about it. Right. And then I swung back all the other way and I was like meditating all day and I felt really good, but my bank account didn't. So I had to find this middle ground. And that's why I've been very passionate about finding ways that I can implement like more spiritual stuff, mindset stuff, vision work, identity work, subconscious blocks, and the system where it's like, are we actually doing it? Is it happening? Because just like what I shared about in my story is like, it works when you work. The work works when you work it, right? But it really came from me asking my clients, like, hey, what's going on? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? And they'd be like, yeah. And I'm just like, no, you're not. But like, I want a system to know if it's true. So really where it starts with Vision Espresso is we help you get really clear on your goals. And we also help you identify the blocks. Like, we all have them. If you don't think you have them, you do. And probably the smartest people have the most ones. And usually how those come out is like fear, procrastination, worry, stress. Like, there's always just different levels to it. So it's about identifying those so that we can dissolve those blocks and go to that next level. And then from there, it's clarifying that vision. And who is the person that is going to create that vision, even more importantly? Because it's just like, yeah, we can say, hey, I want to create this vision, but who is actually required to go out and create that vision? So we have an AI process that distills all that down into about a 90-minute session. And this came from doing a lot of one-on-one work before. You know, Jasmine was just talking about that. Like, you got to work with people intimately to know like how something is actually going to work. And so I just realized that I wanted to build something that could scale and impact a lot of people. Like, me doing this one-on-one personalized work was great, but there was no way we were going to scale it. So then from there, you understand yourself on a much deeper level. And then from there, we create a custom audio from your future self that's in your voice that has emotional frequencies. We partnered with an amazing meditation company, In Harmony. They're incredible. They're a vibroacoustic company too. But they lay the tracks underneath our audio so that it can tap into your subconscious more easily. And because we use your voice and we use these type of tracks, it seeps into your subconscious easier. And then we put a challenge on there as well. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with 75 hard, but we took a little play on that, called it 75 easy. So instead of doing all these workouts and gallon of water, you just listen to your Vision Espresso every day of your future self talking to you, telling you how amazing you are. And that's just like a 10-minute exercise that you can do for 75 days. And in 2.5 months, you're a completely different person.
So much to dig into there. Let's walk back. I just adore this concept of the woo and the do. And we connected before this, knowing we were headed into this conversation, and pretty early on in our conversation that came out. And I think it, you know, puts into words, you know, this concept that I've experienced, that it just puts to words in such a great way. I think that we can get very binary in our thinking like, oh, that's just completely woo, or, you know, someone's like hard-nosed business person, you know, I'm just going to focus on the strategy, I'm going to be successful. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is how, you know, you've seen in your work that, you know, that the kind of like woo side is realizing there actually might be something to incorporating some of the strategy pieces, and how, you know, the business side is, you know, seeing, you know, how there might be something to some of these software, like the vision, getting really clear, the internal work, the visualization. So I'd love to just kind of like hear your perspective on how, you know, both sides of the coin can interrelate and enhance each other for kind of this more integrated and holistic way of approaching life, business, future mapping.
Yeah, it really dawned, because I was very passionate about this stuff before, like, I even got into business. And I applied this stuff to my business career. And fortunately, I did a lot of YouTube advertising back in the day, and I had my own agencies, I worked with other agencies, and ended up working with a pretty pronounced company that is household name, and we were managing around $1 million a month for them on ad spend. And I'd be in these team meetings, and all they would be talking about is mindset, personal development, future self, subconscious. I'm like, you guys are all talking about this, why is there no system out here for this stuff? Like, we're all entrepreneurs, we solve problems, this is one of the biggest problems out there, why has no one solved it? And so I was like, that was just like a seed planted. And then I'm like, okay, I started getting into this work, and I realized why that no one has done it, because it's very challenging to take something so custom to someone and so personalized to somebody and actually like scale that and build it into a system has not been easy. But it's absolutely imperative, because, and I think it's interesting too, because this world is evolving so much more in this plane. And I've gotten to see it from both sides, because again, I came from the advertising world, very numbers driven, very like just business systems. And those people, historically speaking, are just like, woo woo, like, no, that's nonsense. But then on the flip side, you get into the woo world, and everyone's just like, oh, love, like peace, like it, all the clients will come, I'll just calling them in. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And it's like, both sides need each other. And that's why you got to navigate and find the ones that like find the path for you. Because, you know, sometimes you will be in a little bit more of a woo season and that's okay. You're more in like a feminine receiving. And sometimes you will be just like, I'm going to get it and I'm make it happen. So it's navigating, but you're never going to be full side. Because I think, again, just what my experience was, if you go too full on the do side and you eventually get burnt out, you go too much on the woo side, you'll eventually just get bored and have no like direction.
Absolutely. I'd love to dig deeper too into this identity piece, because I see this all the time in our work with clients at Firestarter is, you know, being an entrepreneur, building a brand, building a business, it's an intensely personal journey. It's ultimately a journey of personal development and self-expression and iteration and continual learning. And to continue to progress and, you know, reach new levels ultimately requires a lot of identity shifting as well. And I think I'm so glad you're doing this work and so glad we're having this conversation, because I think that it's an under-discussed but a really important part of the work. So I'd love, you know, for you to talk a little bit about just the transformations that you see people going through as they're shifting identities through your tools and then able to really externalize and create at new levels because they have gone through this journey.
Yeah, great question. I think it's absolutely imperative to talk about this stuff, because, you know, there's a lot of this conversation around vision work. And it's like, oh, I just want the business. I just want the car, the relationship, whatever it is. And that's why we always are asking, like, who's the person that is required to create that life and that business? And at the same time, what identity needs to be let go in order for you to step into that identity? Like, it's everything. And I was at a mastermind. It just reminded me of why we created Vision Espresso. It was because of that. Because in business, in entrepreneurship, in this world of personal development, it's not much more than a constant process of letting go of the identity that got you here, that's no longer serving and is going to help you get to the next level. So stripping that away and then also stepping into a new one. And I think a lot of people get caught in what they call the hallway. It's like, this room is the old identity, this room is the new identity, and people are just like meandering in the hallway instead of like committing to the next version, but also, you know, really letting go of that old one. And that's why I'm very passionate, and this is like one of the biggest pieces of our work, is like finding those like invisible blocks that are stopping you, like, and those show up again as like fear, procrastination, worry. I mean, how many times you hear people say, I know what to do, I just like, I can't seem to like get it. Well, that tells you that there's something going on energetically or subconsciously that you're like stopping yourself from.
Yeah. I mean, and I think part of it is stepping out of the hallway and in through that door of, you know, next level into kind of the boldest, most aligned, you know, authentic self-expression. It's scary. And it's also scary to let go. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So I love that, you know, what you're doing also kind of helps reprogram and rewire, if you want to speak a little bit, you know, to that aspect. And I think, you know, just kind of like reading about, you know, the work that you do, hearing, you know, kind of about some of the transformations, it's also tapping into not just thinking. I think we try to think ourselves into success, into, you know, what we're building, but ultimately that there is a feeling that has to happen as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, our work is all subconscious stuff. And subconscious controls like 98% of your life, whether you realize it or not. Like, you have unconscious, subconscious programs that are just always running. It's kind of like, you know, a phone or a computer that just has a software program, or the jet that is programmed for that's on autopilot. And, you know, the conscious mind is about 2% of what's actually going on. So if you're thinking consciously, you think you're making these decisions, you're making these changes, but you're not really, because it's like you're a pilot and you're veering off a little bit and you're like, all right, I'm going to make this change. And then all of a sudden you like let go, because then the subconscious comes back and it's autopilot. So we really have to reprogram the subconscious. And that's why we're so big on like this, the 75 days is a really good Kickstarter. Cause it's like, you have to do something repeatedly, consistently. It's gotta be that message over and over and over and over again until you really start training and changing that autopilot to actually make the direction where you're going to go, okay, I'm going to go over here, as opposed to just staying on autopilot over here. It's everything. Cause, you know, if you're not experiencing the life that you want and you keep on what I call yo-yo success, like things are going well for a while and then you fall off. You go well for a while and fall off. That's because it's programmed for that. And you keep reverting back to old patterns as opposed to programming in new patterns.
Absolutely. Let's dig in a little bit to the AI component of this, because I think that, you know, kind of back to that binary thinking is that, you know, AI can get this, you know, kind of like bad rap for being like so generic. But what you're doing with, you're leveraging AI in a different way to actually kind of amplify and be highly personalized. So I'd love, you know, your perspective on how AI can really be a tool and how you are actively, you know, putting into action as a tool for your product. And just walk us through that a little bit.
Absolutely. AI is amazing if you know how to communicate with it and prompt it. I think everyone, or there's so many people out there that think it's just all about like automations and writing emails and stuff. And it's great. Like I use it every day for that kind of stuff. But you know, I look at it, when it came out, or at least when I started diving into it, I was like, oh my gosh, because I love asking questions. I've been doing a podcast for a long time and I'm so curious. And I look at AI as almost like an amplification and a depiction of our subconscious, because you ask it questions and then based on the questions that you ask it, it reverts back information. I mean, it's kind of like Google, but you know, Google's outdated now. But it just shows you what's going on. And I've made a lot of YouTube videos on this, but I kind of made it as like a clickbaity title at first, where I was like, how ChatGPT reprogrammed my subconscious mind. But it was interesting because this came from a place of me. I was working with a client and I had this idea to like, how could I do a subconscious audit, was a vision that I had. Cause I want to know like what actually is going on in the subconscious. It's kind of a nebulous, ambiguous topic, right? How do we know what it's programmed for? And so I recorded my client's call. And then what I did is I threw it into chat. And then I said, based on her language patterns, because her language patterns are nothing more than just like a depiction of our thoughts too. So I said, based on all her language patterns, like tell me like where her subconscious is. And then I got fascinated with this stuff, because then I'm like, oh, well, if I'm talking to AI as much as I do every single day, I just threw it in there. It's like, based on all the conversations we've had, all the language patterns, everything that I've shared with you, where's my subconscious at? Where are my blocks at? And it's just like, I share that because like, that's just a tip of the iceberg. What you can do is if you consistently conversating with it and you know how to communicate with it, ask it really good questions and give it as much context as possible. Like it can open up a whole new world. And I without AI, I never would have got to where I am and where the company is without it, because of the way that I've been able to communicate and prompt it.
Well, I completely agree. And early in our conversation as well, I kind of was joking, not joking, that I use, you know, AI as, you know, therapist, dating coach, you know, business partner. But I really see, you know, it as just like a thought partner, a kind of on the experience of being human and day to day, you know, kind of continually reflecting back, you know, your own kind of inner workings, what we're all wrestling with things on a day-to-day basis, you know, and, you know, the multidimensionality of life and of building a business and how it all fits together and the interwoven themes. And so I agree, you know, the more you talk to it, the more you, you know, can kind of just have it reflect back. And it's not a be-all, end-all, solve everything, but I think it can really help you, you know, understand yourself better. I think it's a really powerful tool in that way. So totally with you on that.
Well, at the end of the day, it's interesting. I love like defining things, and really what AI is, it's a pattern recognizer, really. And so everything that we do with identity work and the everything that we've been talking about, it's really like, if you know what your blocks are, if you can just like zoom out, and like this all goes into the conversation about more being more conscious and aware, why meditation is so important, but it allows you to like zoom out and have like these different reflections and perspectives based on your patterns, which again, it just comes back to what we're talking about, the subconscious stuff. So if you can communicate with the right, it'll actually show you your patterns based on like how you're showing up, as long as you're communicating with it a lot. Now, again, you can go overboard with this stuff and people can get strung on it. And me personally, I have. So there's a balance. You got to woo and do it.
Love that. Well, I want to kind of tie it back to where we started our conversation. You know, if someone is listening to this and is just kind of like feeling like frustrated, like I feel like I'm like visualizing, I got the vision board, I have this sense of what I want to create, but yet, you know, actually having it happen, it's not translating. What would be, you know, some advice also, you know, coming to check out what you're doing. But, you know, how could someone, you know, really kind of like start turning what they want, you know, inside of them into actual results in their life?
Yeah. I mean, I think first is like, what do you not want? That's one of my favorite questions that Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger came up with this concept of inversion. And our brains are so much more hardwired for survival, like threats, you know? And so a great question to ask is like, what do I not want? And then you can flip that and be like, okay, now I do know what I want. But again, then it's like, who do I actually need to become in that process to go ahead and create that life? So I think like just really sitting with yourself and asking yourself those deeper questions. I think in this day and age of so much distraction and noise, no one sits and is bored anymore and gives themselves opportunities to think and sift through their life a little bit and what's going on. What am I doing well? What am I not doing well? And just constantly reflecting like this, all this work really came from a trip that I went out to Utah by myself for a week. And I just sat with myself and I just journaled all week out on a mountain. And that's where like the podcast came from, eventually Vision Espresso came from. But I just think that not too many people are taking time for themselves to sit down and think. There's a great book called The Road Less Stupid. It says like at least spend about an hour a week just sitting with yourself and asking yourself questions, thinking. And I think if you do that, you'll be surprised what comes up.
So kind of clarity can help make you a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Clarity is a superpower.
Could continue this conversation on and on. I know there will be part two as well.
Yeah.
Nico, where can our listeners find you, learn more about Vision Espresso and everything that you're doing?
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate you asking. So one of the first places I would highly recommend is go to visionespresso.co. That's where we have our vision quiz. So a lot of people, they're not even like really sure if they're clear or they're not. They don't know what blocks they have or not. We've developed an AI tool that shows you exactly how to do that. So you go through a series of questions. It'll give you a score and tell you like what's the roadmap moving forward so that you can take the next steps. We also have a school community, Vision Espresso on School, S-K-O-O-L. That's where a big vision with our community is a place to connect entrepreneurs, not based on what they do or what they're building, it's based on their vision. And so that's been a big vision of mine for quite some time. And so we have calls every Friday, it's free, you can come in and we just connect you with awesome people. So those are the two best places I would recommend you go if you're interested in this type of work.
Awesome. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining for another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. Head over to thefirestarterpodcast.com for show notes where you can find all of Nico's links and learn more about Vision Espresso, as well as check out other episodes and learn more about the work that we do supporting entrepreneurs every day with turning that clarity into brand clarity, offers, and businesses that work well on the front end and the back end. And, be sure to check out the rest of the show on YouTube at Willa Kammerer, the Firestarter Podcast. And if you liked what you heard today, head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave us a review. It helps go a long way in getting more listeners to be part of conversations like this. So thank you so much and see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Firestarter Podcast. If this episode sparked something for you, I would love to stay connected. Please be sure to subscribe to the Firestarter Podcast on YouTube on my channel, Willa Kammerer. Leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify goes such a long way in helping this message reach more people who are ready to step into their next level brand, business, and life. Head over to willakammerer.com for show notes, resources, behind-the-scenes insights, and ways to work with me and my team. Also, I'd love to connect on Instagram and LinkedIn at Willa Kammerer. That's K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you for being here, for choosing growth and the courage to build something meaningful. Until next time, keep trusting yourself, taking bold action, and living like the fire starter that you are.